The dairy sector will certainly benefit hugely from it. So will hopefully the beef sector. That will take time. And also, of course, the whisky, Irish whisky sector, because that's a massively growing area in Southeast Asia, Singapore being one country. If it goes into Singapore, then obviously it opens up the whole ASEAN area where there is a huge demand now for Irish whisky. And I think that's something that both the agricultural sector and the malting sector should keep an eye on, because there's great growth opportunities there.